Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Helix Reviews Podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview. And today on the show, I'm going to be talking about Free Comic Book Day. Happy Free Comic Book Day, everybody. Now, probably by the time you listen to this, it's going to be at least the day after Free Comic Book Day because, I mean, as of the time I'm recording this, it's almost 10 o'clock right now for me. So by the time you hear this, it's probably not Free Comic Book Day anymore for you, but this is going to be me talking about my comic book haul here with all my free comic books that I got. So I primarily just got the free comic books. Normally when I go in, I get free comic books, and then I buy, you know, a couple other comics and stuff. I bought a few movies this time because they had movies on sale, but I've been trying to save money recently, so I didn't buy any other comics. So I just have here the list of the Free Comic Book Day comics that I could pick up at my local comic shop. And then after I kind of go through those and talk about all of those, then I'm going to review Deceased, which is the issue one of Deceased, which is the first issue of a new event series in DC Comics, where basically, what if the zombie apocalypse happened in the DC universe? It's kind of a Elseworlds kind of story, and I mean, it looks pretty interesting, and I picked up the first issue of that the other day, and I've read that one already. But first, let's just jump into my my comic book haul here. So I'll start off with these kind of mini-sized comic books here. We got Dear Justice League, which this looks like kind of a kid's book about kids writing probably fan mail to the Justice League is what it looks like. I don't know. Could be cool. Could be fun, you know, but I don't know. Could be cute. It's I pretty much just picked up every free comic that they had left there. You know, there was empty spots, so I'm assuming I missed some comics, but I just kind of picked up every single thing that was there, and I could probably find somebody that might enjoy some of these ones that I don't like. There's also a Hotel Transylvania comic here that, I mean, I don't really have any interest in it. I mean, the Hotel Transylvania, you know, the first movie is the only one I've seen, and it was pretty funny, but, you know, I honestly don't have much interest in reading a comic book about it. I'll probably end up giving this to one of my nieces or somebody. And then we got Archie Madhouse Returns, so it looks like a Halloween theme for an Archie comic, and I don't really care much about Archie, so we'll see if I can find somebody that likes Archie to take that comic from me. But all right, we got some more here. There's another one, Riverdale. Now we're moving into the full-sized comics here. Riverdale. It says season 3 on here. Riverdale, so this is based on the show that's based on the Archie comics. Again, I don't have much interest in the Archie comics. I don't have much interest in the show. But I got this, and I think I might know someone who watches the show. So we'll see about that one. But, you know. Pokemon. So this one here, Pokemon The Movie I Choose You is what the comic here is called. So this one is actually written out like a manga, where, you know, you have to read it backwards and everything, which I guess is how they read in Japan. Is that why all of them are backwards? Because that's really weird. Why do y'all read right to left? That's weird. Anyway, but anyway, Pikachu, Pokemon. Gotta be honest, again, I don't really care much about Pokemon, but I might know someone who likes this issue, so I don't know, we'll see. Now this one here is interesting, Minecraft. There's a Minecraft comic, and when I first saw it, I'm like, what in the world is a Minecraft comic going to be about? I mean, I know they made that Minecraft story mode video game. I haven't played it, but I mean, it's from Telltale Games, so I mean, it might be good. This one, it's like live-action people. Not live action, but it's like real looking people, and I, from looking, just kind of scrolling through the comic book a little bit, it's like I don't even see much of what this has to do with Minecraft, so I have no idea. Even though I opened it up and like the Incredibles are in here and stuff, and I don't know, I don't get it, but it's called Minecraft, and it shows a girl playing Minecraft on her computer, so Honestly, I have no idea. I'm probably going to at least read a little bit of it just to see what's up with it, but I have no idea. That's really weird. Okay, the first one here that I'm actually more interested in here, Spawn. Spawn number one, I guess. I don't know if this is like a reprinting of the original Spawn comic book. If it is, that's really cool. I'm actually really interested in reading this. If this is more like a relaunch, then I'm still curious about reading this. Spawn is a character that I've never... I don't think I've ever read a comic book of Spawn. I have not seen the movie. They're supposedly they're working on a remake, so I mean I'm kind of curious about that. But I don't know. I guess I'm interested to see what this is, and I want to kind of look into it a little more and see if this is actually like the first Spawn comic book. Because if it is, that's pretty cool. It does say the story, pencils, and inks are all by Todd McFarlane, who I know is the creator of Spawn, and has been the writer of Spawn for, like, forever. I don't know if he ever stopped writing Spawn or if he's still writing Spawn. Spawn is in, like, the hundreds of issues now, and I think Todd McFarlane at least wrote the majority of them, which, I mean, is an impressive feat right there. I mean, how many comic book creators really can say that? I mean, Robert Kirkman is over 200 Walking Dead comics now, I think. So, I mean, there's another one. But, I mean, man, that's a lot of issues right there. That's pretty crazy. Okay, Harley Quinn, number one. Now, this one, honestly, I'm pretty sure it's looking at it as just a reprint of the number one that I read already a few years ago. Yeah, looking inside. Oh, they even have a ad for Minority Report, the TV show, which has been canceled at this point. So yeah, this is definitely just a reprint of that exact issue with everything in there. So, okay, you know, that's... I mean, I enjoyed this issue. I read this series, and this was fun. I think it's still going on. I've stopped reading this series as an ongoing series. But this is a fun series, the Harley Quinn series, written by Amanda Connor and Jimmy Palamati. Yeah, I do enjoy that series. It's a good series. I didn't necessarily need another issue number one, but I just picked it up saying, hey, Harley Quinn comic, cool. I didn't realize that's what it was. There's actually another Harley Quinn comic here. This one's pretty cool. At least the cover here is a riff on The Dark Knight, Strikes Again, which is a Frank Miller comic book about the Batman coming back and being, you know, Batman again. And it's that comic book cover where Batman is there and there's the lightning bolt behind him as he's kind of striking a pose. Only this time we have Harley Quinn in there also along with Batman. And it says, you know, Batman, but then Harley Quinn's like stamped over the Batman symbol. You know what? This could be fun. It's more Harley Quinn. Looking at the art, it looks very... It looks a lot more dark and serious and stuff than most, like, Harley Quinn things are, which is interesting, but I am curious to see it because I like Harley Quinn, I like Batman, and, yeah, I'm just curious to see what this issue is gonna be. Alright, so we got a Star Wars comic here, Star Wars May the 4th Be With You. That's right, this is also May the 4th. I could have done a Star Wars thing. I was thinking about I could do a Star Wars thing, but honestly, I care about comic books more than I care about Star Wars, and so I'm doing a free comic book day episode instead of a Star Wars day episode. Sorry, guys. I guess I could do one for, the Fifth Strikes Back? Is that what this... Anyway, but I'm not going to do a Star Wars Day episode unless there's, like, a different Star Wars Day in the future or something. I'm not exactly sure. But this here, it just says free previews, so it's probably previews of other issues to come. You know, could be something good in here. I don't know. It's just kind of... this one, okay. DC Nation. So this has three stories, and it says only for 25 cents, but my comic book shop was just giving it away for free. But three different comic book stories. One, it looks like, is about the Joker. It looks like one's about Superman, one's about the Justice League, just judging by the cover and how it's kind of divided up here. And it says, the summer of events starts now. So events plural. So is there three different events that's starting here? I don't honestly know, but I'm curious to see. I always like when, you know, DC or Marvel's having their big event story and they're like, hey, this is some big thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll check it out. That's what I did with Deceased, which I'm gonna talk about later in this episode. So yeah, you know what? I'm curious to see what this is gonna be advertising for the future here. Okay, this one here, a Marvel comic, we got Spider-Man. And it's the Venom epic of 2019 starts here. Okay, so I think they're already having, like, Spider-Geddon, I think. Is that the event for Spider-Man this year? I'm pretty sure it is. I've fallen behind in Spider-Man reading, but this is going to be the Venom big story of the year, I guess, is what it says here on the cover anyway. And it says Spider-Man versus Spider-Man, the gloves are off, and it has Miles Morales and Peter Parker Spider-Mans, and then it has this giant Carnage Spider-Man, or Carnage, I guess, just like crawling up, being all creepy like Carnage does. Cool, always love Spider-Man, and again, I like the event kind of storytelling, so I guess I'll be curious to see what is going to be in this issue. So this other issue is one I went to the store and I kind of looked and I didn't see the day it came out, but then they had it here on the free table. So DC Comics, the Year of the Villain. So this one was supposed to be a quarter. It was supposed to be 25 cents, which, when was the last time they released comic books for this cheap? It's crazy. But they were just giving it away for free at my comic book shop here. Again, this is like the most dangerous summer event starts here. And basically what this is, from what I understand, just from reading some advertisements and stuff about this, is that the DC villains have to, like take over the universe, or maybe not take over the universe, but they have to, like, team up in order to maybe save the universe or save the world or something, but they're all, like, totally terrible and evil, too. I mean, you got the Legion of Doom here, you got the Batman who laughs, other than his design, I really don't know anything about him, but I'm really curious. I want to check out the comic books that are all about the Batman who laughs. I'm very curious about him. And so, yeah, you got Cheeto on here, Bane, and Lex Luthor. And so it's like, okay, you know, I'm really curious to see what this one is about anyway. And so I'm really happy that I got this one for free. Very cool. The Walking Dead released a special. It's a Walking Dead Day special is what they say. So I don't know if this is technically a free comic book day one, or if this was from a previous day that they just put out for free comic book day. But just looking at the cover and stuff, I'm really curious as to when this takes place, because it has the governor in it. And I mean, I guess spoilers for if you haven't read the governor's storyline in the Walking Dead comics, skip ahead a few seconds here, but the governor is super dead right now, and so I don't know. Like, he's pretty dead. I don't think he's coming back, right? So I don't know when this takes place. I don't know what this is. I guess I'm just I'm curious to see what this issue is going to be. I don't know if I should read it now, since I'm not 100% caught up with The Walking Dead. I don't know. All right. So this one here is another one technically that was supposed to be 10 cents. Like, what's up with all these just few cent comic books? Like, how much is the actual company or comic book creators are actually getting for these comics if they cost 10 cents nowadays? It can't be hardly anything. All right, so this is from Dynamite. Project Superheroes. I know literally nothing about this, but just looking at the cover, I mean, I like the cover art. You know, it's just got these different superheroes. It's got like a almost Western looking lady with the hat and the pistols. It's got a dude with boomerangs and he's like half blue, half red. And then it's got this dude with like a Jolly Roger on his chest. Isn't that what you call that? Like a pirate symbol flag kind of thing with the skull and crossbones on his chest. And he has a sword. I mean, I like the cover art. It makes me curious to check this out. It's a number zero. So it's, you know, it's going to be a start to some new thing. I don't know if these characters have existed before, or if this is something new. I don't know, but, you know, I got a free comic book day issue of it, so I might as well check it out. Also here, Lauren Miracle, Under the Moon. New York Times best-selling author, Lauren Miracle, and she wrote a comic called Under the Moon. It's a Catwoman tale Okay, so it's DC Comics, it's Catwoman, but it's Catwoman when she's a kid, is from what it looks like here. I like the art style. It's like black and white, only it's black and blue, and they're varying shades of blue. This is really nice kind of looking art. I like this. Okay, nice. I'm looking forward to reading this one. That seems interesting. Okay, another one here. Descendants. Okay, Dizzy's New Fortune. Looks like we got like pirate theme going on here. This is, I guess, based on a Disney property. I know absolutely nothing about it, but based on a Disney property does not give me high hopes. This will probably be one that will go to my nieces as well. So we'll see about that. All right, another Star Wars one here. We got Star Wars Adventures, a terrifying tale featuring Han and Chewie. Okay. This could be fun. This could be cool. Again, this is May the 4th, you know, so May the 4th be with you and all that. So we got a free Star Wars comic books here. So Han and Chewie could be fun. I'll check it out. We got an Avengers comic book. The Avengers plus the Savage Avengers. Which, who are the Savage Avengers? I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to read this to figure out. The cover art's pretty good, but it's fairly kind of generic in the sense that it's just all these heroes just kind of popping out in the way that heroes do on the cover of comic books. You know, looks like it could be good, just judging by just flipping through inside a little bit here. But yeah, I'll check it out. Oh, this one here. The final one I got here for Free Comic Book Day. I'm very excited to check this one out. It's Stranger Things. Now, I don't know, is there a Stranger Things series, or is there a Stranger Things like graphic novel or something? I'm honestly not exactly sure. I should look that up because I really enjoy the Stranger Things television series. This one here, it has a character that looks like Eleven to me, so I'm guessing that this is... Yeah, this is definitely based on the show. I mean, obviously it's based on the show, but it looks like they definitely have like all the same characters and stuff in here as well, from what it looks like. So, okay, interesting. I don't know if this is going to be a story that has already been told in the show, or if they're going to tell a completely new story, but I am very curious to see what this Stranger Things comic book is going to be. So yeah, I'm looking forward to checking that one out. Okay, so now, after I got all those out of the way, Free Comic Book Day. It's always fun. I always look forward to it, and I always, you know, go to my local comic book shop, pick up some comics, and I usually buy some comics, and I buy some movies and things as well that they got there. I always hear people talking about quarter bins, you know, the quarter bins for comic books. This one doesn't have quarter bins. It has 50-cent bins, and there is no quarter bins. So it's like, man, you know, now that I hear other people talk about quarter bins, it's like, man, I wish I could get 4 for $1 instead of 2 for $1, but, you know... Oh, well, whatever, it is what it is. Inflation, I guess. But let's talk about Deceased. So Deceased is the new DC Comics event, kind of Elseworlds event that's going on. It's basically their version of like Marvel Zombies kind of thing. So basically, it's a, you know, zombie invasion set in a version of the DC universe. And I kind of like how the virus starts in this one. It starts from Darkseid, like, tampering with the anti-life equation, which is always, like, something that he's kind of going after and all this kind of stuff. And so it's like he's kind of tampering with that, and somehow, you know, like, essentially zombies come out of it. I don't know that they would technically be considered zombies, but I mean, they're basically zombies, right? I mean, there's always that thing where it's like, oh, no, The Last of Us is not zombies. The Walking Dead is technically not zombies, but they're just... They're zombies. It is what it is, you know? Just admit it, people. They're zombies. So, anyway. But I like that it's Darkseid messing with the anti-life equation and how that kind of comes out, I think, is pretty cool. Though, I really didn't like how it spreads in this. They needed a way to make it spread fast, and instead of just having it, you know, one person bites another person and eventually the entire world is infected kind of thing, instead of that, and I understandably, understandably so, I guess, because in this world of all these superheroes and everything, in this world with Batman, you know, Batman's going to figure out about the zombie apocalypse and he's going to squash it before it spreads to the entire world, right? Or you know, some superhero is or something. I mean, honestly, if the zombie apocalypse started in the real world, that is, I think, how it would be. It's like, oh man, it's a terrible thing, and then they would squash it out and they would figure out a way to stop it, you know? Because, I mean, that's how pandemics normally pan out eventually. But their shortcut to make it spread all over the world extremely fast, I just didn't like it. It just felt kind of lame reading it. It's like, okay, I don't really like that. But, okay, they needed that, so now it's all over the world. Now it's a zombie apocalypse going on. And so now, let's see what the story is. And it's fun seeing how all these different characters are kind of reacting to the situation. And then, you know, Superman is like, oh my goodness. And he goes home and because he's married to Lois Lane now. And he has a kid. And, you know, he goes home. And by the way, I really like that Damian Wayne is there. You know, it's Superman's kid and Batman's kid hanging out in this issue, which I thought was pretty fun. But anyway, it's pretty cool seeing all these characters, how they're reacting to it. I mean, the way Batman reacts to it, I think, is pretty great. And then seeing how he has fail safes, not exactly for this situation per se, but just in general. And then he like, oh, I'm going to hit some of these fail safes because of this invasion that's going on. And it's like, of course Batman would have that, you know? And then and the way it all goes and the way it concludes, it ends on this, you know, big cliffhanger and everything. That's like, ooh, I want to see what happens next time. So it overall, I thought it's a very effective, good first issue. Not perfect, but good. I did think the narration in this issue was kind of unnecessary. I don't know, this is how I feel with about most comics that have a heavy narration. And this one, it's not as heavy as some comics I've read, but it's definitely present throughout a large portion of this first issue, and I thought it was mostly unnecessary. The art style, it's okay, here's the deal. The art style changes 3 times in this book, and it's noticeable, you know? I mean, we got art from Trevor Hairsign, Stefano Grando, and James Heron. 3 different artists, and it changes throughout the book. By the way, this was written by Tom Taylor, in case I didn't say that earlier. I don't think I said that earlier. First style of the comic is not bad. I thought some of the characters, like faces, maybe looked a little bit off, but overall, the first art style is decent. It's suitable, pretty much. The second style was okay, but it kind of veered into a little too simplistic areas for me personally, I think. I mean, and really, for this story that they're telling, they need a little more darker, a little more realistic story, a little more realistic artwork, I think, to really make it work as well as they want it to, I think. I think that would be in its favor. The third art style was my favorite of the three. I mean, I didn't find it, like, outstanding or anything. I wasn't, like, blown away by any of the artwork, really. But I think that, you know, it's good, solid artwork all the way around, and I just really have no complaints with the final set of artwork. I just kind of wish that that guy did the whole issue, you know? I wish he drew this whole issue instead of just the last, like, third of the issue. In some ways, I kind of understand why they do this, you know, with dividing up the art this way. But I really do wish they could just have one person doing the entire issue. You know, it's like, they do it, I think, for money reasons. They want to get the issue out quicker, and so faster production, so they get 3 artists working on it. They do, you know, this guy does the first for so many pages, that guy does the middle so many pages, that person does the final few pages or whatever, and then bang, 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 and we're out the door faster, cheaper, and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, if it keeps comic books being made and all that stuff, then fine. But it's just, I like the consistency of one artist throughout the entire issue, you know? Even if it changes issue to issue, I think I would have less of a problem with that than actually changing mid-issue. It's I don't know. It's not terrible. It's just kind of annoying a little bit to me. Overall, I thought this was a very solid start to an Elseworlds story. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen next. And the note that they end on is like, oh, okay, this is where they're going. They're going all out with this story, and I'm very, very curious to see how this is all gonna go. So that's my thoughts on Deceased number one. Have you read it? Shoot me an email, helixreviewspodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys about what you think about this issue, or what did you think of the Free Comic Book Days issues? The ones that I got, the ones that you got that maybe I didn't get. Have you read them? What'd you think? Shoot me an email, helixreviewspodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys about your comic book related thoughts. Speaking of comic books, Old Man Logan. I have not done Old Man Logan episodes in forever now. It's been over a year. Has it been 2 years now? Probably. Ugh, that's terrible. But it is something I'm gonna start doing again. I actually intended to review Deceased with the next couple issues of Old Man Logan, but then I was like, oh, Free Comic Book Day is right here, and so I wasn't quite ready to do that, and so I'm like, alright, I'm gonna talk about these Free Comic Book Days issues, I'm gonna review Deceased, and I think an Old Man Logan episode will be coming up fairly shortly. Also, I'm gonna be doing my Easter episode. Yes, that's still coming, even though it's super late, but that'll be coming in the not-too-distant future here. The Helix Reviews Podcast is a proud member of the Christian Geek Central Network, a hub of all kinds of cool Christian geeky stuff from around the web. It's all funneled to ChristianGeekCentral.com. Check it out. So that is it for this episode of the podcast. As for now, this is David Arrington of the Helix Reviews Podcast, signing off. Bye-bye, guys.